Hi, this is Bob, and this audio segment is an introduction to comparative scales for measurements. Comparative scales are invented to compare various degrees of some observed property. In order to develop a comparative scale, a way to measure the property of interest is developed, then used in measurements over a range at which the property is meaningful. Then a scale of numbers is set up using some common unit. For example, paper chemists have a whiteness scale for paper, where whiteness is defined as the amount of light reflected off paper when a very specific light is shined on it. It's measured using a spectrometer, which has a very well-defined light source to illuminate the paper samples. The scale was set up from 0 to 100 whiteness units, where standard paper samples were given values and used to calibrate the spectrophotometers so everyone gets on the same page. If you're a paper salesman, you might need to know the whiteness scale values for your products. Here's some of my favorite examples. For each example, I'll explain what's being compared, what units are used, how the measurements are made, and what the scale range is. Here goes. The hotness of peppers is compared using the Scoville scale, using Scoville heat units. The measurement of sensory hotness is done by a panel of trained human testers who taste very dilute sugar solutions containing flavor oils extracted from various peppers. The units come from the amount of dilution needed until at least 3/5 of the panelists can't taste the pepper at all. The range for known peppers goes from 0 for the common bell peppers up to about 1 million or more for intolerably hot peppers like the Carolina Reaper and the Trinidad Scorpion. Here's another one. The Mohs hardness scale is used to compare hardness of minerals. It can be roughly measured by scratching together two mineral samples to see which one wins, but more accurate tools involving special hardness probes are done in the lab. The scale goes from 1 to 10 Mohs hardness units, with the mineral talc being 1 and diamond being 10. A copper penny is about 3.5, and a normal steel nail is about 6.5. And a fingernail, just a bit above 2. Another taste standard is the IBU, or International Bitterness Unit, which is used to compare beers. You all know what bitter taste is, but a taster's descriptions are tough to standardize, so a chemical measurement is made on the beer using a spectrometer to detect the total number of specific chemicals called isoalpha acids found in the hops, which give the beer its bitterness. The scale goes from 0 to at least 100, but most beers are in the range from about 5 to about 40 or 50. Here's one more, the Richter scale. It's a scale of severity of earthquakes. It goes from 1 to 10 or 12 and relates to how much damage might be likely from the tremors. Values range between insignificant to extraordinary. The measurement behind the scale is the amount of energy that the earthquake releases as measured by a device called a seismograph, which measures how much the earth is shaking. The scale is logarithmic, meaning that a change of one unit represents a tenfold change in the amount of energy. No catchy name has been given to the units. To get a direct measurement of the maximum value of an earthquake, you'd need to have a seismograph set up where the highest damage is going to be done. The values we get in the news are estimates based on data from the closest seismographs to the place being reported. I think you get the picture. You could make up your own scale to describe something that you can measure or count and give it a fancy name. For instance, here's my new scale for the digestive productivity of dogs. The scale would go from 0 and on up in units called squat cakes, which would be the number of new dog poops counted in a 5-day period. And the value can be used to estimate the amount of work that will be needed to decake your yard or property. This suggestion was inspired by our dog Susie, who I think would rate in the moderate to high productivity area of the scale. I got this idea from the Bristol Stool Chart, which is an old medical chart that gives numbers 1 through 5 to human feces based on their physical properties. So it's not a quantitative scale like these others, but rather a qualitative one. The chart serves as a basic measurement tool for people's health. I saw my first Bristol chart while doing some work for Kohler Corporation's kitchen, bath, and plumbing fixtures operation in Wisconsin. I don't know if they used it for anything else but wall art. Enough already. Good luck and stay creative.